It's the old, old Good Morning Man with program 26 of a 260 program series on the happenings of the past 50 years since WHKP first signed on the air. It's the station's golden anniversary, and we call the series Where Mr. Fitz Left Off, referring, of course, to our great friend and mentor, Frank L. Fitzsimmons, who over a 25-year period covered the early history of the area. Today, challenges faced and met by that Muddy Fork native, Hugh Randall, along with his counterpart in the county, J.M. Foster, assisted by Associate Glenn Marlowe. For the next 10 years, a major portion of the top school administrator's time involved the development of a plan to provide full integration for all students. Superintendent Randall and his city board simply could not remove the 56 black students from 9th Avenue School and close the school, because there were 200 other black children receiving their education there that lived in the county. And at that time, Henderson County still had 6 small high schools: Dana, Edneyville, Etowah, Flat Rock, Fletcher, and Mills River. Jimmy Fain, in his partial history of Henderson County, said, quote, "Although the process might have appeared slow, Henderson County was spared many of the tensions and much of the violence experienced in other parts of the nation." He said, "This is indicative of the patience and understanding of both black and white leadership." At this time also, J.M. Foster and Glenn Marlowe were trying to sell the people of the county on a bond issue, which would consolidate Dana and Flat Rock High Schools into East High, and Etowah, Fletcher, and Mills River into West High. Edneyville was left alone because it already represented consolidation of small schools from Girton to Ebenezer, and Foster and Marlowe didn't want to arouse the wrath of the people of that area who had vowed to fight doing anything with, quote, their school. The bond issue passed 2,849 for and 2,131 against. 11 of 20 precincts approved the $2.75 million bond issue. That was 1957. And the next 3 years would be devoted to building those 2 new high schools, plus providing improvements to other schools in the county. Working with Randall and Marlowe was John R. Marrable, who had come to Hendersonville in 1940 and who would become principal of 9th Avenue School in 1946. Marrable was from Henderson, North Carolina. That's down in Vance County. And he received his master's degree in school administration from the University of Pennsylvania. In 1959, John received an offer he couldn't turn down from the Anson County school system, and he retired in 1978 to return to Hendersonville. Now, Marrable was succeeded by Cedric Jones, a Mr. Anderson, and a Mr. Wright over the next 5 years. This information will be included in a new book that should be available this month, A Brief History of Blacks in Henderson County. John is chairman of that group that has succeeded in this mighty endeavor. In May of 1964, all the planning had been completed, and the city and the county school systems officially announced the total end of all segregation beginning with the 1965-66 school year. 56 black students would be transferred to their appropriate school in the city. West High would receive 31, mostly from the Brickton area. Etowah would receive 15, Mills River 19, Fletcher 54, again mostly from the Brickton section. Balfour 28, East High 11, East Flat Rock 8, Hillendale 3, Flat Rock 5, Edneyville High 7, and Edneyville Elementary 15. Hugh Randall would continue to serve through the 1977-78 school year and would be succeeded by Bill Bates, also from Kings Mountain. Bill was active only for a couple of years, and a major heart attack forced a lengthy recuperation and a job less demanding. He was succeeded by Charlie Byrd, who served up to the merger. Glenn Marlowe, who had been principal at both Balfour and West, was first an assistant superintendent to J.M. Foster and then became an associate superintendent during those years when the plan of integration was implemented. Glenn would become superintendent in 1970 and retire in 1990 prior to the merger of city and county schools. These programs on schools in this area and the remembrance of all the principals, the coaches, the teachers. In the beginning, I'd said that A.M. and J.M. Foster were twin brothers, and each had served as a principal in the same school system. That might have been some sort of record. But then I began thinking of the many families where sisters and brothers and even wives were all involved in teaching or in coaching. The Griffins, the oldest was Woody, who would become principal of Lee Edwards High in Asheville and later head of the Asheville City Schools. Odell Griffin, who played professional baseball before returning to be principal out at Flat Rock and later at West Henderson. There was Brown Griffin. The last I heard from Brown, he was principal over at Clyde High School. The champions, however, would be the Whitmires, Mayor Boyce's sons. Blondie was principal at Flat Rock and spent his entire life in education. His older brother Pat would coach a year or two at Edneyville, but Pat's wife, the former Shirley Ray, taught school for 31 years. Then there was Bill Whitmire. He was at Edneyville and also at East and retired after 32 years. John Whitmire has spent 20 years in education. He was at Edneyville and Hendersonville Junior High and now helps manage the school bus transportation program. Jim was not involved in education, but he was a super golfer. The Pryors. There was Tom, who was active for years in teaching and coaching out at Edneyville, and who is now on the school board, and Harris Pryor, who ended up as principal of Tuscola. Now, if I'm leaving a family out, you give me a call or drop me a note so I can make the record complete. This, more great memories of a seventh child of a seventh child, who had the good fortune to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and who's worked at what he loved doing all his life. Sursum corda, as we move into the next 50 years.